The Sons of Liberty is a politically neutral organization. We believe that the Judeo-Christian ethic has provided the principles upon which this nation was founded. It is our belief that these principles provide not only the foundation and framework for American government and society, but are also essential to the maintenance of a fair and just society. All program content is based on a Christian biblical worldview.
One of you said to me recently that we shouldn't rock the boat. Well, ladies and gentlemen, I want to tell you that I am a boat rocker, rocker, rocker.
Hello, friends, as well as a few enemies, scoffers, atheists, skeptics, lunatics, weirdos, and assorted bad guys. And, of course, all of you good guys and girls out there, welcome to the Sons of Liberty. You again have with you yours truly, Mr. Bradley Dean, and to the right of me, our pretty little princess. Soon enough, my friends, you guys are going to be able to get a taste of, well, our pretty little princess live on live stream. When is that going to be up, Chase? Go ahead and shoot it out to our listeners.
It'll be up in about a week and a half, 2 weeks. We're getting the equipment in as we speak, being shipped in from all across the country. We're excited to make it happen.
Just to make sure everybody understands that it's not about me. In other words, we got two cameras, not just one. So that's what we're setting up right now. If they want to go live stream right now, they can do that as well, correct?
Yeah, our Sons and Daughters of Liberty can go on to the live stream and watch it 6 days a week.
Cool. If you'd like to check us out, and I know you'd love to check us out, please go to sonsoflibertyradio.com. Tell us what you think of that new website, friends. Still updating. Sonsoflibertyradio.com. You can go over to our Facebook pages, Sons of Liberty Radio. Don't forget radio, friends. Sons of Liberty Radio. On our Facebook. You can also go over to Bradley Dean, two different pages, one fan page, one personal. Bradley Dean, double E, Bradley Dean on Facebook, two different pages. I love the interaction going on. Keep it up, friends. As a matter of fact, it should increase. And let this administration's cruelty swell our ranks, friends, because we see firsthand that's exactly what's taking place. If you'd like to check us out on our internet Twitter account, you can do that as well. That is Bradley Dean 1. Bradley Dean 1 on our Twitter account. Phone lines will be accessible today, 1-866-233-0747, 1-866-233-0747. Folks, we're showing you our works by our deeds. We're turning talk radio into do radio. We're going to be in Virginia coming up here just in a couple of weeks. Outside of that, we just got back from Georgia, Arizona, California. We've been around the block.
Yes,
literally. So we're rolling into the summertime, obviously, in the state of Minnesota, which is not Minnesota anymore. It's Minnesota. Now we just got a little rain yesterday. It's beautiful today. Looking forward to summertime and looking forward to getting out there to book us. Basically, what has to happen here is what do they have to do to book us here, Chase?
Well, if you go online to sonsoflibertyradio.com and click on the bookings page, you can fill in the form. There's a form, and then you can type in the dates that you want us to come on.
That's why we're quick in here.
Try to do a couple things at once.
Sometimes you got to help things along a little bit.
Some time open in July, and then we are booking all the way out into November right now.
Okay, gotcha. So if you'd like to book Sons of Liberty Radio, please go to
or
one.
Or you can call in.
Okay, call. Yeah, 1-866-233-0747, 1-866-233-0747. Now, before I hand it over to our pretty little princess, I want people to understand that you may see when you go to the post office, a new stamp. And this new stamp is not a good stamp, and we wanted you to know that it's not a good stamp. And American Family Association wants you to understand that there's a drag queen, which is actually the one that's responsible for putting Harvey Milk on the stamp.
It's just sick.
And the United States Post Office fell to their whims, mm-hmm. again, to the 1.7% of the population, giving forth the impression to the American people that there's a lot more of them than you really think there is. In fact, friends, Saul Alinsky Tactics shared that with you several times. You like to check that out. And those stories, talking about Saul Alinsky's tactics and the criminal administration tactics, which is a disciple, of course, of Saul Alinsky, please read Rules for Radicals and understand one of their methods is to cause you to believe that there's a lot more of them than that there really is.
Yeah, and just so, if you don't know who Harvey Milk was, he was a very disreputable man who uses charm and power to prey on young boys.
Yeah, he's a pedophile.
Exactly.
Yeah, we'll get to him in just a minute here. Folks, this is the radio show where we think for ourselves and make not the others the measure of our conduct. And can you tell us why, Pretty Little Princess?
Well, the reason why that is because it's just a terrible, terrible place to be when your brains are in someone else's head. We always want the mind of Christ, and we always want the heart of God to be able to lead us and guide us in everything that we do. Now, of course, we just got off of Memorial Weekend, and of course, we want to take some time to thank the veterans, as we always do. But I thought today might be a good way to give you some practical steps in how to show your thankfulness and your gratitude with a veteran. Now, of course, the main thing that you want to do is obviously live for what these men and women have died for and sacrificed for on a daily basis. But if you're saying, well, what are some practical ways that I can say thank you and walk it out? I'm going to give you a few. Number one, you could volunteer at a veterans organization, the American Legion, so on and so forth. Spend your time volunteering for an event that they have just to help out. You could buy a meal for a homeless veteran. Of course, you can fly your
Make sure that they're sincerely homeless.
That's right.
Yeah, because we do know that their benefits have been cut through this administration again.
Of course.
We'll be talking about that in just a couple minutes as well. Do again, friends, keep in mind, help those that help themselves. God helps those that help themselves. We've heard that before. It's not scriptural, but it is true. He works with man. He doesn't work independent of man. But in saying that, friends, do keep in mind, we help those that are willing to get back on their feet if they're wanting to get back on their feet.
That's exactly right. Now, fly your flag, of course. Be proud of your country and proud of what it was founded upon, of course.
Keep in mind what it defines out to be as well, upholding dying
laws. That's right.
And
don't just fly the flag on the 4th of July. You know, it's interesting, when the two towers fell on September 11th, we always had a flag that we'd have in our truck whenever we'd drive around, and we'd always have it there. And we noticed that after that had happened, then people started popping up flags everywhere. Listen,
actually getting rid of patriotic, symbolic rocks
like
and so on and so forth. Yeah, before September 11th.
Of course. 11th. And the thing is so we want to make sure that we don't just fly our flag when I know certain days. We want to make sure that do our veterans just fight certain days? They fight all the time. So let's make sure that we honor that sacrifice all the time. Another idea is send balloons to your local recruiter's office. Ask a loved one for stories about their time in service and listen patiently.
That's important.
You know, every time that we usually thank a veteran, they always want to tell you their story.
And what else happens? They don't want to let go of your hand, and their eyes also, without fail, water up.
That's right. Yeah. So it's important that you listen to what their story is, because maybe no one has listened to their story. Maybe it's hard for them to even share their story. They have need to know that what they have done for our country is not exactly. Now, you know, people send people thank you cards, birthday cards, and so on. If you know of a veteran who has served, send them a thank you card in the mail. Wouldn't that be an unexpected surprise? Wow,
yeah, I'm
someone
thinking,
really
you know
appreciates
what? I'd like some
service.
Balloons. I'd like some flowers.
Exactly. Send it to the Sons of Liberty right after
we
you send it to the veteran.
We did have a guy, he probably is out there listening to us right now, actually sent us a bottle of wine.
Oh, that was so sweet.
I don't drink, so...
Yeah. But the idea was
very awesome.
Very sweet.
Yep.
Now, change your Facebook page to feature a favorite veteran. And simply just say thank you. Make your life worth dying for, in the sense of, we appreciate your service. Now let us take care of you.
When we come back on the other side of this break, friends, a drag queen was behind the United States Postal Service Harvey Milk stamp. A drag queen. Did you hear what I said, friends? A drag queen. SonsOfLibertyRadio.com, 1-866-233-0747. We'll be right back after this quick break.
Hi, this is Dr. Joel Wallach, the Dead Doctors Don't Lie guy. Have you ever wondered why farmers can keep their livestock lean and healthy just by feeding them minerals in a nutrient-dense diet? Before market, they cut off their minerals, leaving them to crave high-calorie grains to fatten them up. So if weight control is this easy, why does the medical system prescribe invasive surgical gastric bypass for humans? The truth be told, according to research, you can avoid over 900 different diseases just by getting 90 essential nutrients daily. Check us out on the web at sonsoflibertyteam.com and order your healthy start pack and get your 90 for life. Or dial 855-301-TEAM. I said essential, not optional, and every day. Easy. 90 for life on the web at sonsoflibertyteam.com or call 855-301-TEAM. That's 855-301-TEAM at sonsoflibertyteam.com.
Imagine if you had a secret code for making money. A code buried deep within biblical text. A code that certain investment titans have quietly exploited to amass billions. And what if this code could be used by you today to unlock vast amounts of wealth safely and ethically? Investment expert and former pastor Sean Hyman says there is such a code. He calls it the Biblical Money Code. Sean credits this code for helping him go from making a mere $15,000 a year to now giving away up to $50,000 a year. And today you have a chance to tap into this life-changing code by visiting the website moneycode23.com. That's moneycode, the number 23.com. At moneycode23.com, you will find a free video that describes how you could use this biblical code in your own life to get out of debt and invest for profits. Visit moneycode23.com for free today. That's moneycode23.com.
Ben Franklin was right when defining diplomacy. It is seduction in another guise. So friends, I have to cut to the chase by bringing the hammer down and bring about the answers in which liberty is established.
SonsOfLibertyRadio.com.
That's why people listen to the show. Politics and religion are married, regardless if you like it or not. If that politician is not submitted to God, who does he or she work for?
SonsOfLibertyRadio.com.
And if what I were telling you were not true, then what are you complaining about?
As George Washington said, truth will ultimately prevail, where there is pains to bring it to light. We at the Sons of Liberty are traveling across the country, bringing this message to those who are willing to do the stuff. If you want to have Bradley Dean and the Sons of Liberty speak at your school, university, or event, call 1-866-233-0747 or go to sonsoflibertyradio.com. Together, we can see real reformation by equipping the next generation with an understanding of who we are, where we came from, and what needs to happen to preserve our liberty.
Welcome back to the Sons of Liberty. 1-866-233-0747. Just looking online right now, some of the things going on across the country concerning the homosexual agenda, again, being used as a political battering ram to upend the Constitution of the United States, your way of life, friends. They are being used as a political battering ram. Interestingly enough, transgender teens are fitting in with the aid of school officials. This is in San Francisco. Listen carefully, friends. See, what they do is they take control over these communities, and then what they do is they begin to attack and change from the inside out is what they're doing. Also got a story of a little church boy, a five-year-old church boy. When the school day is over, five-year-old Romeo Clark rushes home and gets to work having fun. While he likes swimming and rock climbing, Romeo's favorite thing to do at the time is donning one of about 100 dresses around the house, preferably pink. He has to wear something pink every day and belting out songs in his high heels. So the church in that local community, speaking of a different story here, actually banned the little five-year-old boy from being a part of it, and rightfully so. For those that didn't know, back in the 1400s, 1500s, 1600s, and obviously the preceding years, you weren't allowed to be a part of a church until you were first proven, like Scripture commands us to do. Mm-hmm. We're to prove. Yeah. It would take up 1 to 3 years to be a part of a church before you could be a part of it. Now it's, come as you are.
All welcome.
And it's true.
Welcome.
Come as you are, but leave as you're changed, mm-hmm. right? But in saying that, let's bring it over to the American Family Association action alert here. Last week's release of the Harvey Milk postage stamp by the United States Postal Service. American Family Association wants you to know the truth behind it. The Harvey Milk stamp was a result of a 7-year lobbying effort by a self-described drag queen, a biological man with implanted breast, and former transsexual prostitute Nicole Murray Ramirez of San Diego.
Just think about that. Man with implanted breasts. Do you think there's something maybe a little bit wrong with his thinking?
Well, we're going along with
this mentality?
I'm not going along with it.
Let me finish the point. Yeah.
Honoring a predator, he's a child predator, by the way. He's a pedophile. Harvey Milk on a U.S. postage stamp is disturbing to say the least, said AFA. Harvey Milk was a very disreputable man and used his charm and power to prey on, well, none other than young boys with emotional problems and drug addiction. He's the last person we should be featuring on a stamp, said the AFA. And note the hypocrisy of the Postal Service Citizens Stamp Advisory Committee, which claims it commemorates positive contributions to American life, history, and culture, but specifically states stamps shall not be issued to honor religious institutions or individuals whose principal achievements are associated with religious undertakings or beliefs. They apparently haven't taken the time to read the Constitution of the United States.
Yeah, or the Declaration of Independence or any of our founding documents. What the Constitution.
Oh, I'm sorry. I was thinking about the Mayflower Compact and the Declaration.
Yeah,
forgive
all
me.
Of those.
I stand corrected.
Well, you can even add the Constitution to that list.
Randy Schiltz, a homosexual San Francisco Chronicle reporter, wrote a favorable and sordid biography of Milk in the Mayor of Castro Street, The Life and Times of the sexual predator and pedophile Harvey Milk. According to Schiltz, Milk repeatedly engaged in adult child sex and advocated for multiple homosexual relationships at the same time. Unfortunately, the deed is done. The United States Postal Service honored a child predator at the whim of a drag queen. So what do we do, listeners, in response to these atrocities? Refuse to accept the Harvey Milk stamp if offered by your local post office. Instead, ask for a stamp of the United States flag. Number two, refuse to accept mail at your home or business if postmarked with the Harvey Milk stamp. Good for them.
Yeah.
Good for them.
I'm not taking this.
You go, boy.
You know, what's the scariest thing about this, and I thought about this early, you know, even concerning, because we're talking about this homosexual, this, you know, pedophile, even concerning just homosexuality in general, never before in the history of man has there been such a thing as homosexual marriage. When you look at how God destroyed Sodom and Gomorrah because of their sin, because of homosexuality and all those things that went along with it. And we're looking at the United States of America and we are promoting and praising uplifting.
Inadvertently, you're right.
Yeah,
we are allowing them
exactly.
to promote. That's
and
right.
When I say we, I say as the United States, these people in charge here, these Citizen Stamp Advisory Committee, who should know way better than this, who probably, you know,
of course,
obviously,
of course.
But when we look at this,
you know what's interesting
to them
about that?
They call good evil and evil good.
Isaiah 5. Isn't it interesting that the good people in the postal services, my cousin is a general postmaster in a community in the state of Minnesota.
Mm-hmm.
And interestingly enough, I can just picture the faces of these people in these postal offices. And just looking at their faces as they're seeing and finding out that Harvey Milk is on their stamp, they got to be thinking to themselves, what is next?
Yeah,
right?
I know, and you know.
But
and if,
it passes by their watch as they complain about
exactly.
what they're looking at. And that's the sad part and the hypocritical part about America.
So if you go to, I mean, just try it. Go to your post office. Next time you go to the post office, go stop there and say, so what do you think about this new Harvey Milk stamp? I can guarantee you, if people know what it's about, they're going to complain about it. Oh, this is ridiculous. We shouldn't be having this in here. But if you look at all the people that are complaining in the United States about the stamp, we outnumber this committee probably 1,000,000 to 1. If you look at, you know, the small little whatever Citizen Stamp Advisory Committee. But yet, how is it that we don't stand up, we speaking of the citizens of the United States, when we see these things and put a stop to it?
Put the kibosh.
Exactly.
Yeah. Well, let me go over to one of those that observed the American way, and he understood the righteousness that America was established on, and you know, why it was established the way it was established, and, you know, why we were good and what made us good. And, well, one day he went inside of the churches and he found out what made America good. And he said, until he entered into the churches, did he not understand? And after he entered the churches, then he understood why America was such a great nation. Alexis de Tocqueville, he said, society is endangered not by the great corruption of the few, but by the laxity of the all.
Wow, that's amazing. And, you know, when we look at Alex de Tocqueville, when he came to America and the foundations of our country, it wasn't until, you know, as you said, he saw the pulpits ablaze that he realized was America was good and great because of the pulpits. Now, switch that 180 degrees. If you look in the pulpits of today, no wonder why America is turning bad and allowing these things to happen, because the pulpits aren't ablaze with righteousness and aren't aflame with truth and justice and the commandments of God. Now it's this free, you know, oh, just love everyone, this totally wrong misconception of what love is. But that's the difference between America back then at the foundation and America today is the pulpit.
Even up till the 60s,
yeah,
they
exactly
knew this.
And John Adams, of course, said the church is the moral compass of society. So if it's not ablaze from the pulpits, how do we expect America to be any different if the church is not leading the way? And it's not the church, it's the professed church.
That's exactly right. As the 78 percentile stand down when they should be standing up. Actually, I was going to dig up that quote by Mr. de Tocqueville really quick, and I was seeing it right up on the top, and he said, "Not until I went into the churches of America and heard her pulpits aflame with righteousness did I understand why America was good."
That's right.
So it was coming from the pulpits all the way up until now.
And if we ever cease to be good, then we're going to cease to be great. That's and of course, America is the light of the world because Christ is the light. He said, "I am the way, the truth, and the life." But if you look at what we have in America, the reason why it shines is because we're based upon principles of Christianity.
Let me premise this really quick. You have to just put it out of your mind. Folks, for those that did not know, last Friday, Barack's administration once again attacked the heart and soul of We the People by passing another unlawful executive order into existence called National Defense Resources Preparedness. You heard me right. Now, of course, this criminal didn't want us to see this, because of course he did this right before the Memorial Weekend. But Barack unashamedly did his best to attempt to save face by showing up at Arlington Cemetery in hopes that you would believe that he's all about the American ideals, along with the boys and girls in uniform. And all the while, he's allotted the time, of course, to America's own demise, to destroy and desecrate their memories by trampling the Constitution in which they sacrificed themselves to magnify. Barack said at Arlington Cemetery, friends, he said, "We rededicate ourselves to our sacred obligations to all who wear America's uniform and to the families who stand by them always." Obama said pledging troops would have needed resources and that the United States would continue to search for those who had, listen carefully, friends, who had, oh, should I say it before the break or after the break? I'll say it before the break. Who have needed resources, and that the United States would continue to search for those who had gone missing or have become prisoners of war. Oh, friends, this is just half of what he said at Arlington. But keep in mind, friends, don't pay attention to what he says. Always pay attention to what this criminal administration does. We'll be right back after this break. SonsOfLibertyRadio.com.
Springtime is save big time at Herbal Healer Academy. Long-term customers know spring is the time to stock up at herbalhealer.com. And for new customers, welcome to the web's best place to save on vitamins, minerals, and more. Log on for spring specials, including our 500 parts per million colloidal silver, all sizes on sale. Choose from Herbal Healer's great variety of weight loss products like apple cider vinegar, Hoodia and Metabolic Complex, and Pro Metabolic, all on sale now. Also, the anti-parasite Intestinal Freedom and Warwood Plus Complex, plus Stevia Liquid Sweetener and the Super Enzymes, all on sale for spring at herbalhealer.com. As always, we offer certificate correspondence courses in natural medicine. Enjoy same-day shipping and free online newsletter. Log on now to herbalhealer.com and click on Spring Specials to save big with our nation's leader in supplying quality natural medicine and education since 1988, Herbal Healer Academy.
A little right, a little left, but always independent-minded. The Genesis Communications Network, GCN.
Hi, this is Steve Sanchez, and based on a recent study, it was found that 57 million Americans had legal issues over the last 12 months, but only 60% of those studied sought out the services of a lawyer. Why? In a nutshell, affordability. Well, my friends at Legal Shield have created a solution that can help you not if, but when you need an attorney. For as little as $17 per month, Legal Shield will provide you unlimited access to qualified attorneys at an accomplished law firm for advice and counsel on legal issues, no matter how serious or trivial. Appeal. For over 40 years and with 1.4 million families across North America, Legal Shield can help you, the loyal GCN listener. Representatives are standing by now to answer your questions, so call them now at 1-855-340-SAVE. That's 1-855-340-7283, or visit them at lsprotection.com. That's lsprotection.com.
Results will vary from case to case.
For over 5 years, you've been hearing about the Berkey guy, so you may know a few things about him. For example, you are well aware of the superior quality and effectiveness of Berkey water filters and accessories. But did you know the Berkeys have had independent lab tests done to prove just how effective they are? It's true, and he can email you the test results. Just visit GoBerkey.com. You may also know that the Berkey guy has helped tens of thousands of people get better prepared. Now here's something you may not know. GoBerkey.com has amazing specials and deals all the time on a wide variety of survival and preparedness products. Most ready to ship same day. Visit the Berkey guy at GoBerkey.com and be sure to click the red Products on Sale Now button. You can always call toll-free 877-886-3653. Again, that's 877-886-3653. GoBerkey.com, home of the Berkey guy.
Question: could too many GMO foods and toxins be overloading your digestive and immune systems? Answer: yes. If you're searching for a powerful detox that's gentle enough to use every day, use Pro-EM-1 from Terriganics. Pro-EM-1 is a powerful liquid probiotic that uses good bacteria to suppress pathogens and gently eliminate toxins from your body. A healthy digestive system will cleanse and remove toxins, support weight loss, improve absorption of food nutrients, and aid in controlling yeast and other infections. Pro-EM-1 is made with only non-GMO and certified organic ingredients, has no preservatives, and is dairy, soy, wheat, and gluten-free. Pro-EM-1 is the key to your digestive health. Order Pro-EM-1 Daily Probiotic Cleanse at Terraganix.com, spelled Terraganix.com. Or call toll-free 866-369-3678. That's 866-369-3678. Also available through Amazon Prime. Pro-EM-1 from Terraganix. Life's getting better.
Welcome back to the Sons of Liberty. Again, friends, 1-866-233-0747. This is a conversation, a topic everybody can jump in on, especially of those that are in the United States of America today. Now, keep in mind, there's 53 countries that are listening to the Sons of Liberty Radio.com. And with those that are, well, within the borders here in the United States of America, do give us a call. And those that are without, man, you guys always have some pretty awesome insight.
Definitely.
If you have some insight, give us a call, 1-866-233-0747, 1-866-233-0747. I was saying right before the break that Barack, again, unashamedly did his best to attempt to save face by showing up at Arlington Cemetery in hopes that you'd believe that he's all about the American ideals along with the boys and girls in uniform. And all of the while, he spends his allotted time that America, to America's own demise, to destroy and to desecrate their memories by trampling the Constitution, which they sacrificed themselves magnifying. I want to say this really quick before I get into what he said at Arlington. Friends, I come back to this message because this is the answer to America's dilemma. When people in this country know the price paid for their freedoms, both in the natural and the spiritual, that is what the Holy Ghost uses outside of the law to bring forth the conviction of sin, to show you the love of God that was shed through his son and his sacrifice for the propitiation of the sins of the world. Without showing you God's law, I can't show you grace, and I can't show you, my friends, I'm sorry, law and sin. I can't show you what's wrong first, Romans 3:20, and I can't bring forth grace until you see Christ crucified, because through Christ, grace and truth came into the world, okay? So I'm always showing you the sacrifice for the very purpose that I mean and I intend to go to the heart of the issue always, because this is always the answer. Remember the twofold, that which took place on the cross of Calvary, how much God hates sin and how much God loves mankind and how much he is willing to reconcile man unto himself. Okay. So now we're in the natural right now. Remember, Jesus always spoke in the natural. He taught natural lessons because the natural man receives not the things of the Spirit of God because they're spiritually discerned. Jesus always gave parables, and little children understood his parables. And those that had ears to hear, the common people, they could gladly hear and see what the Christ did and said.
Now, case in point to what you're saying, when you're talking about this is the answer to the dilemma, showing men and women the price paid for their freedom. Case in point, perfect analogy. We've got this excellent documentary on Arlington, and it goes into the detail of the Tomb of the Unknown Soldier and how these soldiers endure so much to guard the Tomb of the Unknowns. And what happens is one of the veterans, one of the Tomb Guard members was being interviewed, and he said, you see people all day, they come up here from the tour mobiles, cutting it up, laughing, joking, having a good time. When they come up here and they observe the changing of the guard, they see and witness the price paid for their freedom.
Yep.
He said, what are they? They're changed people.
Yep.
Because when they see the sobering, awful price of freedom and how intense it is there, if you've ever visited the Tomb of the Unknown Soldier, it is definitely reverent.
If that doesn't convert a man,
yeah, exactly.
There's nothing you can do for him.
And the point is, yeah, is this man said, what happens? They're changed. When they see the price, they're changed. Their whole heart is different. No longer is it a fun joke. It's a serious responsibility, mm-hmm, to live for what men and women died for. So
And those that guard the tomb 24/7, 365 days a year, they don't tolerate any disrespect around the sacrifice that was given, and neither should you, America.
That's right.
Let's go to Arlington Cemetery and let's see what this treasonous criminal said on the hallowed grounds of Arlington Cemetery. He said, Barack Hussein Obama did, we rededicate ourselves to our sacred obligations to all who wear America's uniform and to the families who stand by them always. Obama said, pledging troops would have needed resources and that the United States would continue to search for those who had gone missing or become prisoners of war. He goes on, as we have been reminded in recent days, we must do more to keep faith with our veterans and their families and ensure that they get the care and the benefits and opportunities that they've earned and that they deserve, he said. Can I ask you something, friends? What's been going on since Afghanistan and Iraq under Obama's administration, namely Afghanistan? He's been attacking our troops, hasn't he? There's lack concerning our troops, isn't it? Their portions have been cut in half, isn't there? He says the exact opposite of what he does, and the American people stand down and they watch him do it. Another case in point, because if you look no further, like many do, you can take him at face value for what he says. Yet, friends, the opposite again is true as to what this administration is doing. That's why Jesus said, judge a man by his fruit. Now, due to the fact that those who are fighting in Afghanistan, again, have suffered lack and have the veterans at home have suffered long delays in receiving health care, not to mention the fact that the Department of Veterans Affairs had engaged in mismanagement and cover-ups, he says exactly the opposite of what he's really doing. Yep. And he did it on hallowed grounds. He did it at Arlington Cemetery. Again, Barack Hussein Obama, in hopes that you will put out of mind the crimes that he is and his administration are committing against the American people by putting on another front. Friends, that's all you have to do is just put it out of your mind. Just let it go. Hey, friends, let me say this, because there's so many outlets that are willing to offer up this advice. There's nothing you can do about it. Now, just go get the bunker. Get the bunker made, and when the bomb comes, just, hey, there's nothing you can do about it. We don't want to give you any hope. We don't want to show you your obligation to actually sustain this awesome, God-given country. We don't want to show you that. And you know what's sad about that, friends? People would rather hear that message than the one that shows them their obligation to sustain the country that they have. They would rather remain in hopelessness rather than having hope. But they realize that when there's hope, they have to respond with the truth that's been given unto them. Let me show you and let me give you some firsthand experience. I remember walking into a restaurant on one particular high school after a particular high school assembly that we did out in the state of Missouri. I noticed a veteran with a hat on that said Tank 2, and I walked up to this man, kneeled down to him as he was just finishing up his dinner because, friends, I wanted to show him respect. I put my hand in his hand and told him, thank you very much for your service to our country. I got back, turned around, walked out to our tour bus, and no sooner than I did get on that tour bus did I notice that this veteran followed me outside. He took off his hat, waving it back and forth, and started to thank us for what we were doing in the public school system. This man walked up to one of my ministry team members and said, "Did you know that since 1944, not one person has ever told my husband thank you for his service? Not one person has ever told my husband thank you for his service in 1944. Never one time has anybody ever thanked my husband for his sacrifice or his buddies that were blown up in war or his buddies that were killed in war, ratifying the Constitution of the United States, magnifying the laws of our constitutional republic. They died magnifying the laws to establish freedom." But you know what I did, friends? I made sure that I did tell him thank you very much. On another occasion, after a high school assembly in the state of Iowa, we just walked into a little local restaurant, you know, those dad and mom restaurants, and I noticed an older man sitting by himself, and I walked over to him and asked him if he served in our military during World War II. Just had an unction. Well, he said that he did, and I asked him if he would tell me his story. He said that he would. This older man said that when he went into Germany, that he was sent with a company of 50, and after arriving, he was sent along with three men to go out into a mini tank to scout out the terrain. He then said that their tank was hit with the mortar and killed all of his buddies. When he came back to his company, he said that all the men that had been killed that were with him when he first got there, he said they were all gone now. This man then took his hand, shaking, trembling, and said, "You just have to put it out of your mind." Friends, I want to tell you something. I will never put it out of my mind. After pulling up to a bank, I noticed one man who had a truck, and on his license plate, he had Vietnam veteran. I pulled up to the teller window, looked over at the man, and asked him if he was a veteran. He said that he was. I told him thank you for his service, and with tears in his eyes, he wanted to tell me his story. So I sat and listened, and I did it joyfully, thankfully. He told me that all he got when he got back in the 70s from Vietnam was protests from his own people. Well, you know what I did, friends? I assured him that if I was old enough back in the 70s, that I would have did everything in my power to make sure that that would never happen again. Guess what, friends? I'm old enough now. And when I hear of these firsthand testimonials from our veterans, as I listen to their stories, when I see that their sacrifices have been overlooked by so many, it then makes a lot of sense as to why the President of the United States is getting away with what he is getting away with. Because for the most part, he is given permission by the people that are showing the same amount of disrespect and ingratitude as he is allowing them to do what he does. What do you say to a people like that?
You know,
it comes back to the message of the prophet without fail. Mm-hmm. It's a prophetic message. It's you, it's you, it's you. Like Nathan pointing his finger back at the face of David and saying, "David, no, no, no. You can blame everybody you want to. You can judge everybody that you want to. But I came here as a faithful servant of God to point my finger in your face and say, you're the man. Mm-hmm. America, you're the man. You're the woman." He is only doing what the American people are allowing him to get away with on a daily basis. Yet, with his lip service, he praises the veterans. But with his actions, he does exactly the opposite. He attacks the veterans. Now, if the veterans are magnifying and promising to uphold through their oath the Constitution, well, keep in mind, he's only there to destroy it, and he said so. So I say this to the veterans: I know thank you doesn't cover what you have done for us, but it's a good place to start. And better yet, I'm taking it to the utmost to live for what you sacrificed for. John 15:13. We're going to take a quick break. SonsOfLibertyRadio.com. Actually, I was going to say John 15:13, but I did say that. Folks, SonsOfLibertyRadio.com, 1-866-233-0747. Last segment.
At the Sons of Liberty, we are in the trenches doing what it takes to protect our liberty. If you are already supporting our work, we cannot say thank you enough. All we do is made possible by the generosity of faithful supporters. If you have not yet partnered with us, we ask you to consider becoming a son or daughter of Liberty. Call 1-866-233-0747 or online at sonsoflibertyradio.com. Be a part of the team that brings responses like this.
Hello, this is Kyle from Kentucky, and I support the Sons of Liberty because of their commitment to point people not only back to the founding fathers and the traditions this company was founded on, but more importantly, to the biblical basis it was founded on. The problems we see in this nation today are a result of sin, and Sons of Liberty points people to the only way that that can be dealt with, and that is faith in our Lord Jesus Christ. My wife and I support Sons of Liberty because of their resilience to stand firm on the Word of God.
Become a son or daughter of Liberty at sonsoflibertyradio.com.
Imagine if you had a secret code for making money. A code buried deep within biblical text. A code that certain investment titans have quietly exploited to amass billions. And what if this code could be used by you today to unlock vast amounts of wealth safely and ethically? Investment expert and former pastor Sean Hyman says there is such a code. He calls it the Biblical Money Code. Sean credits this code for helping him go from making a mere $15,000 a year to now giving away up to $50,000 a year. And today you have a chance to tap into this life-changing code by visiting the website moneycode23.com. That's moneycode23.com. At moneycode23.com, you will find a free video that describes how you could use this biblical code in your own life to get out of debt and invest for profits. Visit moneycode23.com for free today. That's moneycode23.com.
Harvest Right is the world's first in-home freeze dryer. Freeze dry your own fruits, vegetables, meats, and full meals. With Harvest Right, you can prepare foods that last 25 years, preserving its freshness, nutrition, color, and taste. All your food can be freeze dried. So don't throw away your leftovers. Freeze dry them with this incredible in-home money-saving freeze dryer. Go to harvestright.com to see how the Harvest Right freeze dryer works. That's harvestright.com.
So my elementary school-aged child is begging me for a cell phone.
Please, Mom, please. All the kids have them.
But I've seen the research, and it makes sense to me that any mobile device that operates using electromagnetic frequencies that close to me or my child's head needs to be blocked.
Harmful wireless radiation is real. Protect yourself and your loved ones with Block It Pocket. Call 888-315-9618. Free shipping to the lower 48. BlockItPocket.com. Enhancing health and privacy.
Back to the Sons of Liberty.
I got a great quote that goes along with what you were just saying. To sin by silence when they should protest makes cowards
of
men.
Okay, I'm looking for Alex de Tocqueville's
quote. I've got that
here.
Quote too as okay. Well. But it just went along with what you were saying when you're saying you can't say you're the man. You're the man because if you're sinning by silence, doing nothing, then you're the man. You're partaking.
No, that's what we have to say.
Exactly.
This is the essence of love, and that is the fulfilling of the law, is to hold each other accountable. As a matter of fact, when you look at John the Baptist, when he was in the wilderness, they were baptizing, and notice that people were confessing their sins aloud. Now, the purpose for that was to hold them accountable due to the fact that they made a profession of their faith, that they were now dead to the world and alive to Christ.
Exactly.
And you don't see that sort of love anymore. Now, the love that you see just overlooks it. Now, you know, Scripture again tells us clearly we're to openly rebuke them that sin
Then that sin before all that others also may fear.
That's exactly right. Yeah. I was actually thinking of the content in the context of what he was saying with the content by saying, you know, when people commit sin, you're supposed to rebuke them openly that others also might fear, like you just said. But the fact of the matter is they say, well, if you do that, you're going to get in trouble. Well, in trouble with who? I thought that was our purpose to do. How come you can do that in the military, but you can't do that in church? Are you telling me that the military is holding up the doctrine
standard
completely?
Yeah.
In fact, they are.
Yeah. Yeah. When you look at them, actually, we have a lot of documentaries on military training. I heard one of the instructors say, yeah, this is not the PC world here. We're talking about the Marines and we're talking about the Navy SEALs. It was a training for Navy SEALs. He goes, this isn't PC world. Politically correct is what he's saying. Contrary to that, there are winners and there are losers. He was flat out telling them how it was and how things are. Why? Because they're training up an elite force to do a job that needs to be done.
That's right.
In the same way, when you're talking about the churches, we should be holding each other just as high accountable to one another because we are to be the light of the world.
Let me go to Alexis de Tocqueville, a foreign individual who came over into America, and he's seen what caused us in the fruit of our greatness, and what was the essence of our greatness. He said, not until I went into the churches of America and heard her pulpits flame with righteousness did I understand the secret of her genius and power. America is great because America is good, and if America ever ceases to be good, America will cease to be great.
That's right.
The safeguard of morality is Christianity, and morality is the best security of laws as well as the surest pledge of freedom. The Americans combine the notions of Christianity and of liberty so intimately in their minds that it is impossible to make them conceive the one without the other. Mm-hmm. Christianity is the companion of liberty in all of its conflicts, the cradle of its infancy, and the divine source of its claims.
Because the only place you can find true liberty and freedom is in Christ, hence Christianity.
The revelation of God's hand made tangible by a foreigner.
Exactly. And you know what he said before
again.
That? He was saying where he sought for the greatness and genius of America, he looked in her commodity harbors, her ample rivers. It was not there. Her fertile fields and boundless forests. It was not there. And her rich
mines. Where the carnal man would look.
Exactly. He looked everywhere. And it wasn't until, like you just said, he went to the pulpits and saw them ablaze with righteousness did he understand the secret of her genius and power. Of course, it's because it was found upon the principles of Christianity. And keep in mind, our founding forefathers, which we esteem so much, they were sitting under that preaching. Those great awakening preachers and those preachers of righteousness, they were sitting there getting that, being trained up underneath that so they would have what they needed to be able to fight off a tyrant, namely King George. How would they know the difference between liberty versus tyranny had they not sat under that kind of preaching and understood Christian principles the way that they did? It's amazing when you go back and look and sit. Listen, we have a job to do. Our job is never done. And you know, we can't sit back and complain about what we tolerate, point the finger at everybody else. I think the first step into making a sincere restoration back to our American principles is first taking responsibility that we are the ones who have let it go this far.
Now, I want to say this, and again, friends, I do what I do because I love. Don't separate God's government, friends, from love. In other words, don't separate God's law from love. I heard a preacher say that back in the 80s. I read a book. I've been a preacher for 19 years now, but I remember reading a book from, his name was Keith Green, and he was taught by the modern day church that God's law and love were separate. No, keep in mind, God gave his law because he loves. They are not separate. Jesus came to fulfill it. He did not come to abrogate it. As a matter of fact, he died fulfilling it. And
you know,
we need to understand that portion. I say what I say because I love. And people say, well, that's really harsh. No, it's a love that grandpa and grandma understand. It's a love that is completely foreign to a new generation. But I'm telling you what, it's the love that God works through because it brings about resolve and salvation to mankind.
And as you mentioned, this is a little bit of a rabbit trail, but it goes along with the same thing that you're talking about. You know, you say these things because you love. How come in the church realm it's considered harsh? But if you look at any kind of sports coach,
yeah,
who takes their team to a championship level, the coach is not a nice guy.
Oh,
I mean, he's in your face. He's hard on him. He makes him run and he makes him do everything.
You know, but the church little pansies, we can't handle that. That's just too hard. He's so dictators, man.
Why is it that we can equate these things to sports and we can equate these things to the military and everyone can get behind these principles and say, yeah.
Because the world is filled with a bunch of hypocrites.
Well, if you're going to win a championship, yeah, you got to be hard on people and they got to do their job and perform. If you want to be disciplined, you're going to have to be disciplined to win a championship. okay, if you're in the military and you're going to be an elite force and you're going to do jobs and things that we need to be done that are very difficult, yeah, we're going to be harsh to get those jobs done. But then we come to the church, let's not confront. No, let's not hold those standards too high. Let's be wishy-washy. I mean,
you know, these are the ones that want to tell you how to do it, but yet they've never laid a finger to anything to make it happen.
Right.
And I've been in ministry for 14 years. I get it.
Yeah, I was going to say, and if you hold that standard a little too high, it's, oh, that's so judgmental. I mean, why don't we say it to the military? Oh, it's just judgmental. I mean, look at the poor guy. Obviously, he's run 10 miles. I mean, he's done like 500 push-ups and sit-ups, and the guy's just tired. Just ease off a little bit. Yeah. No, they know that at the point in time where you want to quit is where you got to keep going.
Let someone else suffer, man.
Yeah, exactly.
I mean, why would you have to do that?
Like, oh, my goodness. These principles, they make so much sense. Every place else, we need to make sure they make sense in the church where they're supposed to be first and foremost.
Agreed. Concur.
Oh, just frustrating at times trying to convey that point.
Oh,
it seems so
fibbishy and fabbishy.
It's so
it?
Logical when we put it in every other place of life except for when we hold up the standards in Christianity. And that is backwards thinking, a backwards mentality.
Okay, it's all yours.
It's all mine. Well, you know, for those of you that say yes, amen, I'm right behind you guys. For all you guys that are doing what you're doing and you're saying, listen, what can I do to do more? Listen, I'm a housewife. I have a, you know, lawn business. I don't do these things that you do on a daily basis. Listen, you might not be able to be on the front lines in schools or doing patriot events or churches or whatever, but you know, you can do your part. And one of those ways to help do your part is to support what we're doing. If you go to sonsoflibertyradio.com, again, that's sonsoflibertyradio.com, you can go and click on the donate button to make a one-time donation. Now, for those of you, as we talk about all the time, who want to become sons and daughters of liberty, what that is you support what you can on a monthly basis, whatever you can afford. For some people, that's $10 a month, $50, $500, $100, because that helps us to know what we have coming in so we can catapult from there to go out and seek and save that which is lost. As Bradley mentioned, we just got back from California, from Georgia. We're going to be going out back to Virginia. So we are constantly turning talk radio into do radio because we want to be with the people and we want to make a difference. And for those of you that say, yeah, I want to put my financial support on something that I can feel good about, someone I can get behind who's speaking the truth. I'm sick and tired of all this political correctness. I want the truth of God's word, and we need it straightforward, black and white. If say, yeah, that's me, then click a little bit down on the website where it says become a son or daughter of liberty. You can become a son or daughter of liberty in four different steps, not even all four. Pick one of the four, or you can call us at 1-866-233-0747, 1-866-233-0747. Now, I'll say one more thing. Some of you may have been listening to us for a long time. Maybe you have received, you know, our direct mails or our emails, you're friends with us on Facebook, and you say, gosh, I love that ministry, but you haven't yet supported. Lots of times people say, oh, I'm so glad that ministry is out there. Oh, I'm so glad this ministry is out there. But you know what? This ministry can't stay out there without your support. So we do appreciate your support and what you can do. Again, you can call us as well at 1-866-233-0747. 1-866-233-0747. You can also get our products. Our product of the week this week is My War Part 5. So if you'd like to do that as well, go ahead. I believe it's a $20 donation. Of course, you monthly sponsors, you sons and daughters of Liberty get 25% off the product of the week every week.
Folks, you got Bradley and Stephanie, sonsoflibertyradio.com, sonsoflibertyradio.com. We love you by what we do. Deeds, not words, said George Washington. Of course, he derived that from Jesus Christ, 1 John 3:18. We will talk to you in 23. We love you by what we do. Talk to you then. See ya.